安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇女说：不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。耶稣近前来对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫他们不至灭亡，反得永生。
Thank you. Thank you. 们一起来说，
耶稣的确复活
了，我们知道你已经复活了，感谢我们在天上的父为了爱我们赐下你的独生爱子，我们的主耶稣，我们感谢你为了我们，你离弃天上的宝座，你为我们死在十字架上，主为我们流血洗净我们的罪，然后为我们付了赎价，主你被交给人实在是为了我们的过犯，主啊你说你复活实在是为了叫我们诚意，早间我们可以在面子神的面前来献上敬拜，是你为我们开了一条活路，主我们谢谢你，耶稣已经复活，我们能够面对明天，早上凡来带着重担来的都可以把重担卸在主的脚前，凡心里忧伤的在可以来这里主这里得着安慰，因为我们的主已经复活，我们不再惧怕明天，有主已经复活，所有的忧虑不再缠绕我们，主我们感谢赞美你，若人问我怎知你复活，因为你活在我的心中，主你已经复活，我们要把感谢赞美都归给你，早间愿你在这里得着你当得的荣耀，复活的主早间就在我们中间，复活的主在这里运行，复活的主也愿意进到人的里面，哦主我们感谢你，愿你得着你当得的荣耀，荣耀神羔羊，我们赞美你，谢谢你为我们复活了，主我们赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿们。
Thank you.
Hallelujah, 主耶稣复活了。
Hallelujah, He is risen.
他的确复活了。
Indeed, He has risen.
Amen.
Amen.
我们何等的喜乐，在主复活的日子，我们一同聚在这里。
We're so joyful that we gather together in the resurrection day.
在这一次我设计单张的时候，特别有一个很深的感觉。
And I feel deeply about something when I designed the track this time.
除了需要表达说那个空坟墓是我们得救的记号。
Not only I need to show that empty grave is a sign of our salvation.
另外呢？看到一个荣耀的光景。
Also, I behold a glorious scene.
所以我们今天要一起来看，主耶稣不只为我们复活了。
That's why this morning we want to see the fact not only that He was risen for us.
他为我们升天。
He ascended into heaven for us.
他进入荣耀。
He entered into glory for us.
求主让我们看见在宝座前那个荣耀的光景。
And may the Lord open our eyes to see the glorious scene before His throne.
我们一起来读一下《使徒行传》第五章三十节到第三十。
We'd like to read together the book of Acts chapter 5 verses 30 to 32.
你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活，神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证。这段圣经一开始就讲到，你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，他已经复活了。
And in the beginning of this passage, to talk about Jesus has been raised from the dead by the Father God, whom you had killed by hanging him on the tree.
所有的人类历史历代都不能逃过一个结局，就是死亡。
And there's a sure fate for entire humankind, that is death.
无论是好人，无论是坏人。
Whether you're a good person or not.
无论是富有的，无论是贫穷的。
Whether you're rich or you're poor.
都最后进入这个结局。
You cannot deny the ultimate fact of death.
我们看到世界上有许许多多宗教的领袖。
And also you see many religious leaders in this world.
或者讲说他们的教主。
Also, basically their leader of their faith.
都有坟墓在那里。
They all have a grave.
可能是他们朝圣的地方。
Actually become the place people go worship.
但是只有一位。
Yeah, there's only one person.
他能够说他曾死过。
He can proclaim that he died before.
他如今又活了。
But now he is alive.
而且他还要直活到永永远远。
Also, he will live forever. Amen.
只有耶稣基督他已经复活了。
Only Jesus Christ has risen from the dead.
当彼得在传讲这个信息。
So when Peter was talking about this message.
他讲到这位耶稣他已经复活了。
He talked about this Jesus Christ who has been raised from the dead.
我们要知道他传讲这样信息的对象。
We need to know to whom he was speaking.
有许多的门徒们，他们是亲眼看见这位复活的耶稣。
For many disciples of Jesus Christ, they witnessed his resurrection with their own eyes.
下面我们会读到说，主向他们显现。
Also, we'll talk about passage where Jesus appeared to them after resurrection.
也就是说，彼得不能讲一件好像大家不知道的一件事情。
So Peter cannot tell people something that nobody knew about.
他讲说主耶稣已经复活了。
When he talked about the risen of Christ,
有好多的见证人就在他的面前。
There are a lot of witnesses who were in his presence.
他们遇见了这位复活的耶稣。
They all encountered this risen Lord.
所以他讲的就是一个事实。
So what Peter was talking about was a fact among many of them.
主耶稣复活了。
That Jesus has risen.
他不但复活，神用右手将他高举。
Not only was he risen from the dead, God exalted with his own right hand.
他来到地上，为着要替我们，代替我们在十字架上受死。
Jesus came into this world to die for us on the cross.
人把他挂在木头上。
People hang him on a tree.
其实是主的大爱将他自己留在十字架上。
Actually, that was the great love of Jesus Christ kept him on the cross.
不是那三根钉子。
It really weren't those three nails.
是他爱我们的那个大爱。
But his great love.
他甘愿亲身担当我们的罪。
He willingly personally took up the burden of our sin.
他甘愿受神的审判和刑罚。
He was willing to be punished by God.
虽然他是完全圣洁、完全公义的。
Even though he was completely holy and righteous.
为着今天叫我们能够蒙恩，能够得着拯救。
He did that so that we can be blessed and we can be saved.
当他从死里复活。
When he rose from the dead.
在这边让我们认识到。
We came to know this fact.
他所付的赎价代价已经满足了父神所有公义的要求。
The ransom he paid fully satisfied God's requirement for righteousness.
他受了审判和刑罚。
He was judged and he was punished.
今天所有人只要相信，这个刑罚就不临在我们的身上。
For those who believe and accept that.The punishment of sin will not come upon him.
他不知复活了，神用右手将他高举。
And Jesus was not just risen from the dead. God actually held him with his right hand.
想要让他得着一切最高的荣耀。
And give him the highest honor and glory.
只有在十字架那一刻，父神和他的儿子是分离的。
Only in that brief moment on the cross.The Father God was separate from His own Son.
我们的主也曾经在那里呼喊说：“我的主，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
That's why Jesus cried out on the cross, "The Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?"
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise God.
神没有叫他的圣者见朽坏。
Because God did not cause His Holy One to see decay.
耶稣复活了。
So Jesus was risen from the dead.
神把他带进荣耀的里面。
And God brought him into glory.
用右手将他高举
and exalt him high with his right hand
叫他做君王
so make him the prince
他是万王之王万主之主
make him the king of kings and the lord of lords
他是救主
he is a savior to all
叫我们因着信我们都蒙了拯救
now by faith we are all saved
他赐下一个赦罪的恩典
he has given us the gift of repentance of sin the forgiveness of sin
因为主已经满足了父神所有公义的要求
because Jesus has fully satisfied the right requirement for righteousness from God
神一看见他的儿子
so,
他就赦免我们
when Father God saw his son he forgives us
这是何等的恩典
what a grace that is
并不是我们表现得比别人好
it's not because we do better than others
今天不是我们做了多少的努力来得到的
but because we made so much more effort
是主耶稣已经付了代价。
It's all because our Lord Jesus paid the price.
那位圣洁公义的主。
That holy and righteous Lord of ours.
不知罪的为我们成为罪挂在木头上。
The one who does not know about sin, but for our sins was hung on the tree.
义的代替我们这些不义的。
The righteous one took the place of the unrighteous.
这是恩典。
That is grace.
他讲到除了赦罪的恩还有一个悔改的心
He has given us not only the forgiveness of sin but also a heart of repentance
在神那里所有的工作完成了
Because from Father's side He has done everything that needs to be done
主在十字架他最后呼喊说成了
At the end of the crucifixion Jesus cried out It is finished
但是今天我们需要做一个决定。
Yeah, you and I have to make a decision.
我们可以转向我们的主。
We can choose to turn to this Lord.
悔改也是神的恩典。
And receive that grace of God.
我们每一位得救，有一天曾经有人把福音传给我们。
You and I who have been saved is all because one day somebody shared the gospel with us.
每一位做得救的见证，我们的。故事我们的这个经过都不太一样
We may have a different story of being saved
但是每一个故事每一个见证都是何等的奇妙
Yet every story is marvelous in his own way
主恩待我们怜悯我们
The Lord has grace upon us have mercy on us
有一天圣灵在里面感动
One day the Holy Spirit moved inside of us
就在那一天我做了一个决定
And on that very day I made a decision I was willing to turn around.
我愿意转向主。
I was willing to repent.
接受他成为我的救主。
To accept him as my savior.
他为我身体裂开。
He broke up his body for me.
他为我宝血流出。
And he shed his blood for me.
这是何等的恩典临到我们的身上。
What a grace that has come upon us.
今天来到我们中间的朋友
，Dear friends, that you have come among us today，
你能够在这里，绝对不是偶然的。
It is absolutely not a coincidence that you are here right now。
当你得救以后，就会知道。
Once you're saved, when you look back, you realize
神是用永远的爱爱了你。
That how God has loved you with an everlasting love。
今天这个慈爱要临到你的身上。
And this loving kindness will come upon you today。
赐下赦罪的恩典。
He has given us the grace of repentance of sin.
他要把悔改的心赐给你。
He wants to give you a heart of repentance.
今天是你蒙恩得救的机会。
So today is your chance to be saved and blessed.
他讲到说，我们是一同为耶稣基督复活来做见证的。
And here Peter talks about we are the witnesses of his resurrection.
每一个神的儿女都是耶稣基督复活的见证人。
In the same way, every child of God is a witness of Jesus' resurrection.
有一首诗歌唱得很好，你问我怎么知道主耶稣复活了呢？
The lyrics of a particular hymn says so well. How do you know that he lives?
那个答案是什么？
What is the answer to that question?
因为他活在我的里面。
Because he lives within my heart.
曾经我认识一位做律师的弟兄。
I knew of this Christian brother who is a lawyer by profession.
他教一堂课叫做 Resurrection on Trial.
He taught this course titled Resurrection on Trial.
就是把所有主耶稣复活的这些证据拿到法庭上，用法律的这个角度来辩论，来证明主耶稣复活了。
It's to judge and make a decision on the case of Jesus' resurrection by bringing all the facts and evidence regarding his resurrection.
我想神也用他，借着他是一个律师，他有这方面的知识，做了很多的研究。
And God used him as a lawyer to study a lot about the facts concerning his resurrection.
但是今天可能我们没有像那位弟兄，他有知识，他有做这些研究，他可以做这样的一个证明。
We may not be as knowledgeable as that Christian brother to prove all these things.
但是那一天当我信的时候
，Yet the moment when I believe in the Lord，
我知道我生命改变了。
I knew for a fact my life was changed.
我遇见了这位复活的主。
I met this risen Lord.
不是我眼睛能够看见。
Not with my naked eyes.
但是我真知道我遇见了他。
But I knew I met him.
他与我交谈。
He talked to me.
他与我同行。
He walked with me.
生命窄路与我同过。
Along my life's narrow way.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
我得救已经五十多年了。
I have been saved for all over 5 decades.
我也能够这样子来向大家做见证。
I can also witness to you.
主耶稣复活了。
That Jesus is indeed risen.
他就活在我的里面。
And he lives in me.
我们每一位神的儿女都是耶稣复活的见证人。
Every child of God is the witness of his resurrection.
我们心充满了感谢和赞美。
And we're full of thankfulness and praise.
我们看到主他复活以后，他在地上仍然留了有40天之久。
We knew that after Jesus resurrected from the dead, he remained on earth for 40 days.
在使徒行传一章第三节说，他受害之后用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看。
And chapter 1 verse 3 of Acts says, after his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive.
他活活地显给使徒们看。
And he showed himself to his disciples.
从小的一个一个，然后到500人都有。
From a small group to a big group as many as 500 people.
所以刚刚讲到说彼得在那里传信息，他说主耶稣复活了。
That's why Peter was proclaiming the message that Jesus is risen.
他不但自己有把握，
Not only he was sure of it，
在他面前有很多很多人都做见证。
Because many people in his presence also bear the same witnesses.
这边讲到主复活之后有40天之久在地上和他们在一起。
Because Jesus was with them on earth for a period of over 40 days.
这40天非常的重要。
And these 40 days were very critical.
我们知道当主耶稣 还没有受死之前
，We knew before Jesus was crucified.
有很多这些门徒们，他们是跟主非常的靠近的。
Many disciples who were very close to Jesus.
他们亲眼看到主耶稣行了好多的神迹。
They witnessed how Jesus performed many miracles.
瞎眼的看见了。
He caused the blind to see.
瘸子起来行走。
The lame to walk.
使人复活起来了。
And he raised the dead.
风和海都听他的命令。
And how he was ordering and coming.The wind and waves.
有好多人，他们真是我们觉得这些人有福啊！当主在地上的时候，他们能够亲眼看见，他们亲耳听见。
And I believe a lot of us do envy those disciples. They personally witnessed what Jesus did on earth.
主说话行事都有大能。
Because there's great power in Jesus' words and deeds.
可是当我们看到主要钉十字架之前
，But look at what happened before Jesus was crucified.
我们也觉得很稀奇。
We were amazed as well.
他们不是亲眼都看见了吗
？Did these people witness his great work?
他们应该那个信心是非常充足的。
They should have like full faith in them.
但是呢，为什么他们所关心的、所争论的是谁为大
？But why were they still arguing who's supposed to be a higher in the ranking?
为什么好多就逃跑了
？And why did some of them fled when Jesus was taken?
为什么和主这么靠近的彼得他会否认主呢
？Even Peter, who's so close to Jesus, denied the Lord.
因为我们知道，当主在肉身中虽然和他们那么的靠近
，Because Jesus, even though he was close to them in flesh,
但是门徒们是从外面来认耶稣的。
But their relationship with Jesus and knowledge of him was from external encountering.
所以主复活以后有四十天之久。
That's why after Jesus was risen from the dead.For a period of 40 days,
向他们显现
He appeared to them.
向他们传讲神国的事
He taught them concerning the things of his kingdom.
主要让他们从外面的能够转向里面
So their understanding and knowledge of the Lord can be changed from external to internal.
因为主知道他复活以后，他也不能一直留在地上
Because Jesus knew he couldn't remain on earth forever after resurrection.
所以门徒们到有一天他们会看不见主了
There's going to be a day that they no longer could see him on earth.
肉眼看不见
With their own naked eyes.
但是呢，主要他们里面的眼睛被打开
But the Lord wants to open their inner eyes.
他们过去还在一个属地的光景
And they used to know Jesus from an earthly spectrum.
主要带他们回到属天的情形
But the Lord wants to bring them to the heavenly realm.
四十天非常的重要
So those 40 days were very important.
但是我们看到非常的稀奇
And very amazingly,
这些门徒们，主向他们显现了。
You know, Jesus appeared to them, right?
哎呀，他们本来非常的忧伤、害怕。
They were very sad. They were terrified after Jesus died.
当主显现了。
And when Jesus appeared to them,
圣经告诉我们说，他们喜得不敢相信了。
And Bible tells us they were over rejoiced and they couldn't believe their eyes.
不敢相信，居然主耶稣复活了。
That Jesus indeed risen from the dead.
但是我们有没有想到说，当彼得在那里呼召他的同伴们说：“我们打鱼去。”
But have you thought about the fact, even after that experience, Peter called his companions to go fishing.
我们打鱼去。
That is go fishing.
不止他去打鱼。
Not only Peter went fishing.
好多的门徒们都跟着他打鱼去。
Quite a few disciples followed him through.
其实我们就知道说，如果主只是复活了
，So we know that with the mere fact of his resurrection，
他们遇见到这位复活的主
，And even with the experience of encountering this risen Lord，
好像他们的心还没有办法完全的满足
，Their hearts were not fully satisfied，
还有许多地上的。需要许多地上的事情霸占他们的心。
Many things on earth needs in life still occupy their hearts.
第九节这边讲到说，说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
Acts chapter 1 verse 9 says, After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight.
所以在这边我们看到主要升天
So we see when Jesus ascended
是有一天 他们肉眼再也看不见耶稣了。
So there's going to be a time that they could no longer see him with their own eyes.
复活的主在地上，他们还看见了。
When risen Lord was on earth, they could see him.
但是在这边，我们看到有一朵云彩把他接去。
But here, a cloud hid him from their sight.
下面最后一句是什么？便看不见他了。
Therefore, they could no longer see Jesus.
所以我们有没有认识到一件事情？门徒们看见主的时候
，Do you realize this thing when disciples saw Jesus？
他们仍然充满了软弱。
Even when seeing him with their eyes, they were still weak.
还有许多外面的缠累。
And they still have a lot of things entangled them.
但你想说，如果真的都看不见了，那不是更糟糕吗
？Then what about when they couldn't even see him with their own eyes？
这边让我们知道说。云彩把主接去。
Here apparently Jesus was taken up through the cloud. Cloud.
一个地步，他们就看不见了。
To a point that the cloud hid him from their sight.
今天多少时候我们觉得说眼见为实
？A lot of times people in this world believe seeing is believing.
看不见了。
But what if you can't see it no more?
是不是就不存在了呢
？Then does that mean that thing does not exist?
我记得刚来美国的时候就认识一位非常好的朋友哈，我们一起在学校学习，他比我早来一年。
I have this friend in school when I came here. He came here, came to this country 1 year before I did.
那他以前从清华，然后科学院，他得过好多次的国家科学奖。
And he was very knowledgeable, and he graduated from famous Tsinghua University in China, and he was awarded 4 times in the National Science Award.
所以他是一个在航空啊各方面流利啊是非常有名的一个学者。
He's a very, very capable scholar in the field of aerospace engineering.
所以我们跟他传福音的时候，你发现哇，这个人头脑是很大的。
So when I shared gospel with him, it was very difficult.
所以什么事情他要分析，他要看见。
Everything has to go through his analytical mind, and he has to be able to see it.
但是有一次，就是有一位年轻的弟兄，也不是什么学科学的。
And one time, this young Christian brother who wasn't even as well educated as he.
他是讲一件非常简单的事情。
And he was talking about something pretty simple.
他说：“你看啊，我们这个空间里面啊。
You look at the space here.
那、有没有很多的电波啊
？There's a lot of electrical waves.
你把收音机一打开。
You turn on your radio.
那为什么会有这个讯号呢
？And you receive signal.
这个大家都很了解。
But we all knew why, right?
今天更是你手机，每个人的手机，你讯号哪来的呢
？Nowadays, with cell phones in your hand, where did signal come from?
你看不见这些讯号。
We cannot see these signals.
但是是不是存在的呢
？But do they exist?
的确就在这个空间里。
They do. They do exist right here, right now in this space.
那天那个小弟兄就这么简单的讲了一个大家都很熟悉的事情。
And that young Christian brother just said something like this, very simple that commonly known.
我认为是圣灵在我们那个弟兄里面工作。
And I believe was the work of the Holy Spirit in that scholar brother.
忽然之间，他就好像打开了哈，他的心就打开了。
Suddenly, it's like his inner eyes were opened. His mind was opened.
他相信了。
And then he believed.
因为他看到好多弟兄姐妹跟他做见证。
And he heard all the testimony from many Christian brothers and sisters.
本来大家跟他辩论都辩不赢他的。
And prior to that, we had to argue with him left and right without succeeding.
但是那天就这么简单，他就信主了。
But that day was just as easy as that. He believed.
后来他又跟我一起同事了好几年。
And later on, he became my co-worker for many years.
每一天中午我们都一起去吃饭。
And we will have lunch together every day.
我印象很深刻，每一次一坐下来，菜都还没点。
And every time when we sit down, before we even order from the menu,
他就有一个主题要来跟我辩论。
And he would have a topic chosen to argue with me.
哇，各样的事情都可以来辩论。
He can argue with me about anything.
但是呢，他信主是真的。
Yeah.His believing in the Lord was real.
他爱主是真的。
His love for the Lord was real.
非常喜欢读圣经。
And he loved reading the Bible.
感谢主，生命改变了。
I thank the Lord for that because his life was changed.
他跟他的妻子分开了12年。
And he was separate from his wife for 12 years.
他 的妻子呢，也是科学院一个什么雷达组的，他手下有200多人。
His wife was also a very highly regarded scientist. He oversees over 200 scientists in China.
所以在国内的时候，人家都说他的妻子啊是一个女强人。
And so she was regarded a superwoman in her field.
他妻子后来终于能够到美国来。
Finally, she was able to come to the States.
但是呢，他的这个行李啊，都不太打开的。
You know, when she first arrived, she didn't even bother to totally unpack her luggage.
因为经过了12年，她不知道她的先生到底是什么样子。
Because after all, they had been separated for over 12 years. She wasn't sure about the condition of her husband.
她随时准备要再回去的。
She was ready to pack and leave and go home anytime.
就是那一天呢，这个我们的弟兄就邀请他的妻子一起到教会。
And upon the day of her arrival, he brought her to the church that day.
他妻子从来没有去过教会。
That was the very first time she stepped into a church.
他说他们分开十二年，他从来也没有流过泪。
And she said, you know, even though I was separated from my husband for over 12 years, I never shed a tear over that.
但是那天主日也不是传福音聚会，那天聚完会了，回家到晚上的时候。
And she went to church with him that day, and then returned home when the evening came.
他妻子就问他先生说：“我可不可以哭啊？”
And she asked her husband, "Can I cry?"
他先生说：“当然可以啊。”
Her husband says, "Of course."
一下子，他的妻子就流泪啊，就是说，整个那个人过去好像是一个非常刚硬的，在人的面前就是一个强人。
And she used to be the superwoman, very strong, never shed tears.
但是那一个晚上，圣灵就做工非常的强在她身上。
But that night, Holy Spirit worked mightily on her.
她不是为了过去很多事情在那里痛哭。
She started crying. She wasn't crying for things she did before.
那一天她遇见了主。
But because she met the loving Lord.
那一天得救了。
She was saved that night.
后来好多的日子，我们一起祷告。
And for many days after that, we prayed with her.
这位姊妹她完全改变了。
And this superwoman has turned to our sister. She was completely changed.
你碰到她，你绝对不敢相信她过去是什么女强人。
When you talk to her, you can never imagine that she used to be the superwoman in her field.
她是非常的柔软。
Because she was so gentle.
生命改变了。
Because her life was changed.
遇见了这位复活的主。
She met this living Lord.
今天我们看到主被接升天。
So we knew the Lord was taken up into heaven.
这云彩把他接去。
And the cloud came and brought him up.
他们这些门徒们看见云彩接去，他们就看不见他了。
And they looked up and they could see him no more.
我们知道说，在地上人看到一个地步看不见了。
So on earth, whatever we encounter, there's going to be a moment you see it no more.
但是我们读到旧约，在主降生之前很多年的先知所写的但以理书。
And if you read a very old book in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel,
但以理书第七章
，Chapter 7,
13节
，Verse 13 to 14，
讲到说我在夜间的异象中观看。
It says, "In my vision at night, I looked."
见有一位像人子的。
And there before me was one like a son of man,
驾着天云而来,
coming with the clouds of heaven,
被领到亘古常在者面前。
He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence.
使徒行传是讲到在地上的情形，他们看不见他了。
And the book of Acts says they could see no more, right?
但以理书是从天的那一面叫我们来看到当天发生了什么事情。
And the book of Daniel actually continued that process for us from the angle of the heaven.
使徒行传讲到是云彩把主接去的。
The book of Acts says the cloud took him up.
但以理书告诉我们也是有云把他接了过去。
And in the book of Daniel, it talks about there's a cloud of heaven brought him into the presence of God.
他驾着天云而来。
So he was coming with the clouds of heaven.
主耶稣被接到荣耀里面。
He was taken up
to the glory.
他讲到说，他得着了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。
And there he was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him.
那这一位进到荣耀里的。
And this man who went into glory is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他回到荣耀，他就是这位全能的神。
And he returned into glory, who he was the God of Almighty.
在这边讲到说，竟有一位像人子的。
Here says, I saw there before me was one like a son of man.
仍然叫我们看到主耶稣基督，他曾经道成了肉身。
Even in that vision, you could tell was Jesus Christ, who was the Word became flesh.
他复活，他升天。
He was risen and he ascended into heaven.
他仍然带着人性进到荣耀里面去。
Even then, he entered into the glory in the image of a man.
代表着一个新造的族类。
He represented a new creation.
所以今天我们说，只有两个大的人。
Therefore, we know in this entire universe there are only two kinds of men.
那一个首先的亚当。
The first Adam.
那是一个大的人。
That is a huge man.
因着犯罪堕落以后。
After he sinned and fell.
所有的人都属于首先的亚当。
The entire mankind belong to this category.
当主耶稣来了。
And when Jesus came into this world,
他站在人的地位上,
he stood at the position of a man.
他是完全的人,
he was that complete man.
他也是完全的神,
also a completely God.
在这边你看他复活, 他升天,
he ascended, he was risen from the dead, he ascended to heaven.
圣经说他好像人子,
yet, in the description here, he was still like a son of man.
他是末后的亚当,
therefore, he is that last Adam.
所以我们说，你不是在首先亚当里，你就是在末后亚当，就是在基督里。
Therefore, you and I are either we are in the first Adam or the last Adam, who is the Christ.
天主开我们的眼睛。
And the Lord opens our eyes.
我们在地上不是用肉眼来看见耶稣。
We don't see our Lord with our fleshly eyes.
今天主被接升天了。
He has ascended into heaven.
有一天。他今天怎么去？有一天他还要怎么样来
？And how he ascending to heaven? One day he will return in the same manner.
有一天他还要驾云降临。
One day he's coming with his clouds.
是我们到时候可以看得见的。
And that time you and I will be able to see it.
但是今天感谢主，但以理书让我们看到在天那一面的情形。
And in the book of Daniel, God shows us what it's like after he was taken up.From the angle of the heaven.
启示录更叫我们看到在天上那个荣耀的光景。
And the book of Revelation even brought us more higher to see the glorious scene in heaven.
他讲到宝座与四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立。
He said, I look, there is a lamb standing in the center of the throne.
像是被杀过的。
As if it had been slain.
是刚刚被杀过的。
As if he had just been slain.
所以我们读到启示录，你看到天上的情形。
So when we come to this chapter of Revelation, you see what happened in heaven.
就是在主复活升天的时候刚刚发生的。
And this scene apparently is the scene right after Jesus' resurrection and ascension.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他背负世人的罪孽。
Who carried the sin of the world.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他征战而且得胜。
He battled, he waged war, and he succeeded, and he was victorious.
是用他的生命美德胜过了仇敌。
With his own life and virtue, he overcame the enemy.
他复活升天。
He ascended into heaven.
我们看到在宝座中是有羔羊站立。
Therefore, this lamb is standing in the center of the throne.
他握着一切的权柄。
And he held the power of all and the authority of all.
得着一切的荣耀。
He received all the glory.
圣经仍然说他是被杀的羔羊。
Even in that scene, Bible describes him as the lamb which was being slain.
讲到主对我们的爱。
That tells us the love of our Lord.
是舍命的爱。
That he's sacrificial love.
就是爱我们就爱到底的爱。
A love that loves us
all the way to the end.
这边讲到打发他宝座前的七灵。
Here says he sent his seven spirits to earth.
主耶稣在宝座。
Jesus is in the throne.
然后他打发宝座前的七灵。
He sends out seven spirits into the world.
我们知道他在圣灵里面回来了。
So we know Jesus returns in the Holy Spirit.
今天我们能够做见证。
That's why you and I can testify to it.That the Lord lives in me.
我们看到这些门徒们。
We saw what happened to the disciples.
他们有何等大的改变。
They had such a drastic change.
本来跟随主。
They used to follow Jesus.
在肉身中跟随。
In their flesh.
当主要钉十字架。
But when Jesus was about to be crucified.
他们远离，他们逃跑，他们否认。
They fled, they denied, they ran away.
等到主复活了。
And after Jesus resurrected.
一面他们喜得不敢相信。
On one hand, they over-rejoiced.
但是他们还有许多的软弱。
But on the other hand, they were still very weak.
他们去打鱼。
They went fishing. They went into the world.
可能遇到了些试炼试探的时候，他们仍然是胜不过的。
And they may still fall left and right.
但是后来我们看到圣灵降临了。
But then we saw what happened. The Holy Spirit came upon them.
复活耶稣在圣灵里面回来了。
And the risen Lord came back in the Holy Spirit.
我们看到这些门徒们的改变。
And we saw the changes of these disciples later on.
一个一个，他们为主做见证。
One by one became witnesses of Jesus.
他们虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的性命。
And they bear testimony for the Lord. They will not shrink from death.
那一个勇敢不是天然的勇敢。
The courage they showed forth was not from their fleshly life.
不是在学习的里面，他怎么样经过了教导，他变成勇敢了。
Not because they were trained and they learned to be courageous.
但是当他们遇见了，真正在里面遇见了主。
It's all because they met the Lord from within.
超越过所有地上的一切。
Help them to surpass everything on earth.
超过于他们自己的性命。
Surpass the love for their own life.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
主耶稣复活升天了。
For he has risen and ascended into heaven.
求主也开我们的眼，看见在宝座中有羔羊站立。
May the Lord open our eyes to see that the Lamb of God is standing in the middle of the throne.
今天我们的主他在宝座。
Our Lord, he is now on the throne.
他得着一切的敬拜和赞美。
And he is receiving all the glory and praises.
住在我们的里面。
This Lord also lives in us.
与我们那么的亲近。
He is so dear to us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他爱我们到底。
He loves us all the way to the end.
他在我们身上有荣耀的工作。
And he has his glorious work on us.
他如何曾经走过地上的道路。
How he walked on earth before.
他进入荣耀。
How he entered into glory.
今天他也要带领我们能够一同进入荣耀。
In the same way, he's leading us into his glory.
神在我们的身上有何等美好的心意。
And what a beautiful purpose God has on us.
今天来到我们当中的。
So for people who are here, my dear friend.
愿你今天能够打开你的心。
May you open your hearts.
接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
To accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
在天上今天在现在有这么大的赞美。
On heaven, right now is great crowd of praises.
天使、天君、宇宙万有都在那里敬拜和赞美。
Heavenly hosts, angels, elders are praising God right now.
听啊，天上又发声音。
Hark, listen to the angels sing.
赞美声音又是震。
And their praises shook the earth.
今天我们都能够加入。这个赞美的行列。
And you and I can join this praise.
我们能够这样子赞美。
And we can praise like that.
因为我们同蒙恩典。
It's because you and I have been blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
今天主他复活的主已经在我们的中间。
This risen Lord is in our midst.
他在我们中间，他感动，他呼召。
He is in our midst. He's prompting your heart. He's calling us.
得着主是我们一生最大的福分。
And to be able to have the Lord is the greatest blessing in our life.
因他活着。
It's all because he lives.
我能够面对明天。
I can face tomorrow.
因他活着。
And because he lives.
不再惧怕。
All fear is gone.
我们里面有一个确信，有一个把握。
We have this assurance in our heart.
我们的主他已经复活了。
That our Lord is risen.
我们巴不得今天早上。我们说我们都做耶稣基督复活的见证人。
And my wish is that everyone here can be the witness of our risen Lord.
愿主他的心能够得着满足。
So that our Lord's heart can be satisfied.
我们来唱刚刚诗班唱的这一首，因他活着。
Let us sing this hymn together, because he lives.
神差爱子。
God sent his son.
他名叫耶稣。
They call him Jesus.
他赐下爱。
He came to love,
医治,
heal and forgive.
死里复活,
he lived and died.
使我的自由,
to buy my pardon.
那空坟墓就是我得救的记号,
an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
我们一起来说, 那空坟墓就是我得救的记号,
an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this song together.
如果你愿意相信、接受耶稣基督成为你的救主
，My dear friend, if you are willing to believe and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior,
唱的时候你可以站起来唱。
We'd like to invite you to stand up when we sing this song.
你愿意为耶稣基督的复活做见证，你可以站起来唱。
My dear brothers and sisters, if you are willing to be the witnesses of Jesus' resurrection,
那空坟墓是我得救的记号。
If you proclaim that empty grave is your proof of Savior.
Hallelujah. 我们姊妹为我们弹一句，我们就来唱。
For you have come into this world for us.
亲身担当了我们的罪。
And personally, you took the burden of our sins.
你为我们付了最重的代价。
And you paid the greatest price for us.
来买我们回来归给你的自己。
So that we can be redeemed back to you.
哦，主，你已经复活了。
Oh Lord, you have risen from the dead.
你今天活在我们的里面。
And you also live in our hearts.
那空坟墓是我们得救的记号。
And the empty grave is the evidence of our salvation.
我们的主与我们那么的亲近。
You can be so close to us now.
哦，主，你与我们交谈。
And you talk to us.
你与我们同行。
And you walk with us.
在我们生命的窄路，你与我们同过。
And you pass through our life's narrow way with us.
主，你得着我们。
Lord.Obtain us,
一同做耶稣基督复活的见证
to be the witnesses of the risen Lord.
愿我们的一生来见证主
May all the days of our life be a testimony
来荣耀主
to glorify our Lord.
谢谢主
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主与我们同在
Thank you for your presence.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name, Amen. Amen.